Both upstate representatives may metaphorically sit on different sides of the aisle, but last night they sat side by side. And the two aren't that far off from each other about what they thought about the president's speech either. Republican John Katko was glad to hear about some bipartisan issues.
I was kind of heartened by the conciliatory tone he struck from the beginning, and that he really seemed to want to find common ground with the Democrats. And, you know, talking about paid family leave and infrastructure, prescription drug price reform.
The president did take some more partisan tones on topics like abortion and Democrat-led House investigations. But even so, freshman Democrat Anthony Brindisi was mostly in favor.
There's things in there I like to hear. There's things in there not so much. But overall, I thought it was a positive speech.
A large part of the president's speech focused around his ideas about immigration and border security. Both Katko and Brindisi have expressed a willingness to make different compromises in that area as Congress nears another funding deadline at the end of next week. In Washington, for WRVO, I'm Vaughn Golden.